الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى اما بعد فاعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قال الله سبحانه وتعالى وكان الانسان عجولا وفي آية خلق الانسان من عجل وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم الانات من الله والعجلة من الشيطان وقال حاتم اسم رحمه الله العجلة من الشيطان الا في خمسة فانها من سنته رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم اطعام الطعام وتجهيز الميت وتزويج البكر وقضاء الدين والتوبة من الذنب او كما قال حاتم رحمه الله صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم ونحن على ذلك من الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين. Respected brothers, ulama ikram, elders, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is our creator, our sustainer, our provider, our cherisher, and our owner. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows our attributes, our qualities, our weaknesses. Many verses of the Holy Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned the weaknesses of men. This verse that I recited, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, وَكَانَ الْإِنسَانُ عَجُولًا. Verily man is very hasty. This is one of his weaknesses, that he is very hasty in his decisions, in his matters, and he is prone to be hasty, does not give careful consideration to the consequences of matters, and he takes about decisions. And this we witness in our daily life, that sometimes man, on many occasions, man takes a decision in haste, and thereafter he regrets, without giving due consideration and regard to things that are pertaining to his life, whether it is his worldly life or the life of the hereafter, and very hastily he takes decisions. And upon that he is remorseful and regretful. Another verse Allah Ta'ala says, خُلِقَ مِنْ عَجَلٍ. He has been made from haste. In other words, he is hasty. He does not give consideration to the circumstances around him, and very quickly and very fast he takes decisions and does things that sometimes are to his detriment. Does not have enough foresight. Now here a question may arise, that if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned this as a weakness, and after all we are created like that, and what about it if we do such things? Now what is meant here, that this is a weakness that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given man over his temperament, his understanding, his intelligence, his reasoning, his discretion, that he can use and utilize in such occasions and be completely composed and thereafter take decisions. Consider and regard the matters, especially as far as the future is concerned. The foresight, should have a foresight, and in the light of the Quran and Hadith, see what decisions he's taking, what is the consequences and implications of those decisions. Similarly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given him the understanding and discretion, and together with that, the Quran and Sunnah are there to guide a person in every facet of his life. Every facet of his life, whether it is worldly, mundane activities, where it is the dini life, the Quran and Sunnah are there to guide him. And he has the ulama kiram who are there to interpret the Quran and Sunnah. Just a matter of consulting with them and making some references to them. That is why that person that makes the mashura in his life, whether it is his worldly life, whether it is dini life, etc., he is never at a loss. Why? Because we find that the barakat of many people applying their minds is brought to the fore, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses such a decision. The Hadith Pak also tells us that al-anatu min Allah, that composure is from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Where a person does not hasten, he's completely composed when he does his matters, whether it is his dini matters or dunyavi matters, he gives careful consideration and regard to what's going to happen, what will be the result and implications of my actions. Wal ujratu min ash-shaytan. And to hasten, this is from the shaitan. Surah tells us to hasten is from the shaitan. In other words, without giving due consideration to our matters, to do things quickly and very fast, this is from the side of shaitan. Hatim Asam Rahimullah was a great saint of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we find the awliya kiram and the buzurgani deen are there to explain the Quran and Hadith to us. Their life actually is following the Quran and Hadith. That is why when you relate an incident from them or a saying from them, is nothing different from the Quran and Hadith. It is in the light of the Quran and Hadith, sometimes the explanation of the Quran and Hadith. Here he mentions, Al-Ujratu min ash-shaytan. Rasulullah has told us that to hasten in things and matters is from shaitan. He says, except illa fi khamsatin, except in five things. فَإِنَّهَا مِن سُنَّةِ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ. There are five matters and five things that to hasten therein. This is from the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So now we understand the light of this, that there are some matters that we have to hasten. There is no second thought about it. In other words, those things that are good at all times, or those things that are obligatory upon us at all times, there's no second thoughts. There's no second thoughts. Recently some person, some matter had come to him, said, no, I will make mashura regarding this. That matter was full with good from the thought, through and through. The person says, I'm going to make some mashura regarding this matter. Mashura is made when a person has doubt. He does not know whether this will be good for me, won't be good for me, etc. But those things that are clear-cut directives from the side of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there's no mashura and consultation regarding those matters. So here Hatim Asim rahimullah mentions that there are five things that a person should hasten with. Now what we need to do is to see, normally what happens is our actions, normally we follow the tide, so to say. People are doing something, we are also doing something. We do not sit and analyze and look and evaluate what our actions are, what we are doing, which direction we are going. And we find sometimes that is why we are swept off our feet and we do not know whether we are following the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or following the customs around us. The very first thing he mentions is it'amut ta'am, the feeding of food, the feeding of guests. This is something a person should hasten. Now if you look at it in our context, this has become such a big burden today. Firstly, because we do not realize the status of a person as a guest. Comes in the hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam tells us, man kana yu'minu billahi wal yawmil akhir falyukrim dayfuhu. That person that believes in Allah and the last day should have ikram and honor his guest. Iman demands that we honor our guest, irrespective of who that guest is, whether he is a Muslim, whether he is a non-Muslim, whether he is related to us, whether he is not related to us. It is mentioned that people, the Bangi had one come from Thana Bhavan, the place of Mawlana Thanvi Rahmatullah Alayh. Some of the murids of Mawlana Thanvi Rahmatullah Alayh honored that person. Why? Because he was a guest that had come from the town of their Sheikh. He was a Bangi. A Bangi is that person that cleans the toilets. But he had come from that town where the Sheikh, the spiritual mentor, was. And when he had come, they treated him as a visitor and they had honored him as well. That was in the light of this hadith, man kana yu'minu billahi wal yawmil akhir falyukrim dayfuhu. That person that believes in Allah in the last day, then he should honor his guest. Irrespective of who that guest is, as I mentioned, obviously if that guest is a very pious person, a very saintly person, person that's closely related to you, there'll be more honor and more respect naturally because of the link and association of that person. But the fact that this person is a guest, that is, he deserves your honor and he deserves your respect. One hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that there is no good in that person who does not do good towards his guest. There's no good in that person who does not do good towards his guest. He's not kind towards his guest, does not show ikram towards his guest, does not show honor and respect to his guest. There's no good in that person. These are the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. One hadith is mentioned that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wishes to do good towards an individual, he gives him a gift. Companions asked Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what is meant by the gift? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, he sends him a guest and sends him a visitor. He sends him a guest and sends him a visitor. That person is a gift for that person. Today, unfortunately, we find that guests have become burdens. Person comes to a person's home, if it's on a Saturday, on a Sunday, or a day when it's a free day, he becomes a burden. He comes in an awkward time, he becomes a burden. In fact, in the hadith, it's mentioned that the guest, when he